This is good sound waves.
Whatever sounds good.
Coming at you live, Northeast Ohio. We're at Good Sound Waves once again. Today we got Cletus Stimpy.
Greetings.
And I wish you could see him, folks, because he is a good-looking, interesting individual.
Well, thanks, Joe. You're not so bad yourself.
I know. It takes me 6 hours to get these freckles where they are.
Thanks for joining us today, Cletus.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Good Sound Waves.
Now, you kind of progress as a drummer most of the time, but I see you brought a six-string guitar with you. And, you know, tell us where'd you get into the drums? Did somebody you know about these drums, or did you just kind of like see a drum set and Neil Peart inspired you?
Well, talking about inspiration, I guess I've had a natural draw to drums, and my first inspiration was a Muppet.
Oh, man.
Animal from the Muppet Show.
Blah, blah.
Much respect. I banged on a lot of things because of Animal.
Yeah. I loved it, how they had him chained to the thing. Yeah. That was cool.
And though, much like a lot of kids, your parents or your mother and father set up the pots and pans, so I started with those.
Right on, man.
Then I got my first Mickey Mouse set, my brother's destroyed in one night.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I didn't really play the drums or any instrument until I could afford to buy them myself.
Yep.
Okay. So right around 17, that's when I started picking up any instrument I could afford, and I'm glad I stuck with it, because in the long run, I've had a lot of success, not maybe monetarily, but definitely with my soul.
Oh, yeah.
The music speaks to me and so many other people.
You got to follow that inspiration, man.
Definitely. Well, you're right. I did bring a six string. It kind of goes wherever I go, because it's easy to pick up and use.
Yep.
Somewhat of a security blanket too, but I feel comfortable with you guys.
You saw I brought mine with me. I'm the same way.
And like I said when you got here, a musician's briefcase.
Yeah, it definitely is. There could be anything in there, maybe not even a guitar.
I used to have myself a lovely guitar case, but a friend of mine decided that he needed to cut it open so he could fit a gun in there.
He's
doing
Hollywood.
A little time upstate, but
all right,
I no longer have the case.
I met you originally at a friend's wedding, but then from there, the first time I saw you professionally was at Freak Stomp, I believe it was. You guys were taking part in a festival as Stimpy's Revenge.
Yes.
And that was a former project of yours, and now you're making a transition to solo work. Can you tell us a little bit about that transition?
Yeah, you mentioned Stimpy's Revenge. That was a really good run, probably the best run I've ever had as a musician. 7-year run. When that came to
fantastic.
Came to its conclusion. It was a little rough making that transition, but the transition is happening right now. I'm recording currently at Good Soundwave Studio. Have some tracks down, getting comfortable.
Yeah, I've heard of that place.
Yeah. Getting comfortable with that whole process and idea.
When we edit, some of your music will be in the background. So you're hearing right now is from Cletus Stimpy.
Yes.
Now, mostly on your solo thing, is it just kind of guitar and then you work the drums in and all that?
Yeah, it's kind of whatever idea pops in. I've messed around with some EDM, some hip-hop, of course, traditional rock and pop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mostly an original artist, whatever comes through my heart and to my fingers.
I love it, man. I speak that language. It's just like I will never apologize, but I definitely felt like I should it sometimes because the shit that just comes out of your mouth when you're just going.
But, right.
Hey.
So the transition is happening right now. I got to keep busy because for 7 years I was very busy.
Yeah, you've done a lot of local collaborations. Can you? I know Davey Squires is somebody, but I've seen you pop up in a lot of different pictures from a lot of different local bands.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about those?
So many to name personally, but you're right.
Maybe some of your favorites.
Well,
I know everything's a
favorite.
My favorite
is Davey Squires and Friends. That's a project that takes me all over the place. He's a jazz fusion artist, so it allows me to be very creative with his style.
That's pretty neat. Yeah, that's a nice different style to try out, especially if you've been doing, like with Stimpy's Revenge, you were doing more of a, I'm not sure exactly what the genre was, but it felt kind of reggae inspired.
Yeah, there was some reggae undertones there.
The cadence you're able to carry on the drums in Stimpy's Revenge, I mean, catchiest part of it all, but it was good music. I liked it. I
appreciate that. And year. I'll never forget Stimpy's Revenge, and I don't think our fans will either. Our fans are still based. They're still active. The music will never leave. It's just we don't perform live anymore.
Speaking of performing live, then, one of the things that you're active in is the festival scene. So do you see the scene picking up? Because now mask mandates are much less significant. People are getting vaccinated. And I don't really want to go too deep into that part, but do you see the festival scene picking up here soon?
Yeah, the politics that go along with any...
The controlling
congregation of, yeah. of people, but speaking mostly on festivals, the promoters are still on the fence about that. All the people that used to do so many festivals, they're still a little leery, but there are some loosening up. I'm doing smaller ones to be safe and also getting my feet wet.
So you're like organizing the festivals in a sense. How does one even almost attempt to do that?
The only reason I did try to attempt that is all the connections I made as a performer and learning things from other people.
That was going to be a follow-up question. Is like, do you have a Rolodex that you just kind of like press on until you get somebody to pick up kind of deal? Or?
Yeah, I just keep banging away at it. And mainly it's the people that make it happen. I just kind of, you know, you get by with all the help.
Create the opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm doing little ones, you know. I'm not doing thousands, we're doing more like hundreds, but they're intimate and it's a good way to learn.
That's some great music, and you know, there's probably, you probably yourself have met hundreds of people that have never played a festival before, and then...
Oh yeah, we've given some opportunity to other bands that now are exceeding even my expectations. One of them is Land of Panda.
Ooh.
Bunch of young guys, and they're just really taking off. And they thank me all the time for, you know, the opportunities and the support.
Yeah, I've been following them for a while, primarily because I saw them on one of the bills from one of the festivals that you guys were doing.
I'm still lightweight, helping out a band called The Intangibles. Maybe one day we can get them on the show. Great band, guys.
I feel like I've heard The Intangibles.
Yeah, they're local, but soon to be probably worldwide.
That's great.
If they keep up at it, that's the thing. Never give up.
Right.
Well,
keep
these
pursuing,
are
man.
Local talents, what we're looking for.
All
just,
about it.
This is just a fun way to give you guys another platform and for us to have some fun and get some experience.
Yeah. Oh,
music is life. I've thought that.
It is. It's a language we can all relate to. I don't care who
they
are.
They made fire, they made tools, and then they went straight to the flute. So, Northeast Ohio, are you born and raised? Around
no,
these parts?
I was not born here. I was born in upstate New York.
I thought it was going to be a planet somewhere else, but well, upstate New York's all right. That
we,
is kind of like a planet away
New
from
York.
Us.
It is a different planet up there.
Yeah.
We call it the Big Apple.
Oh my goodness, you're from the city?
So,
just kidding.
No, upstate New York.
But I've been here since
the
late 80s. And met a lot of great people here, and I call Northeast Ohio home.
It's got everything you could ask for. It's quite the chili pot. I don't like to say melting pot. I call it the chili pot. It's everything that you could think of and anything that you can't think of is in Northeast Ohio. Music-wise.
I don't have any complaints.
Nope, I love it. The snow goes away eventually. But can I ask... Now, the first song you played on drums that you felt so confident about to play in front of somebody else that made you go, I want a band, you know, or like you're playing along with the track. What was that song?
I can answer that. I know what it is right now. It was called Living After Midnight by Judas Priest.
Oh, man.
It's the first song that I learned on the drums completely all the way through and played with a band. And I knew after we did that and performed that I wanted to do this for a living. I didn't go in with the hopes of making a lot of money. Good thing, because I haven't made a lot of money, but I've made so much more. The music, for one, the people, the experiences, the places. And
I know quite a few people that only dream and talk about playing at a festival, but they are too worried about trying to pursue any kind of music at all because, well, they're just, you know, born and raised, go to work, get that 40, get that check, go back and get your 401k eventually. But
no, I was there.
I was there too up until last July, you know, and now
I'm trying to just follow grace, and music has always been my fallback. I love it.
Yeah, I made that leap, and it was scary because, like you said, you're programmed to just go and punch that card, make your money, be stable, be safe.
Get that number up.
But I learned before it was too late that that wasn't everything, and if I wanted to fulfill my hopes and dreams, I had to take a risk.
Absolutely, man.
And it was scary, but kept at it, and here we are many years later, and I have no regrets.
You seem like a pretty happy fella, man.
Yeah,
I think
I am.
That's the key to life, is smile through the bullshit.
Yep. I thought everything was going to end at one point, and you may recall this. I had brain surgery a couple years ago, so I'm still recovering from that, and I thought that was going to end any hopes or career or even picking up an instrument, but the instruments is what got me through it, helped me recover, heal, and still does.
We were amazed we got the same person back after that, because usually when something's traumatic, from what I understand, not from statistics, that you lose
I can't imagine
something
there's
of
any
yourself,
like
whether it be capacity or anything, you know, it could be physical capacity or something.
Yeah, and I was
like
thinking
that.
Those same things, and actually feel that even such a traumatic experience was the best thing that ever happened to me, because it changed my outlook. It gave me more strength. It actually brought the people together that I didn't even know that cared that much for me.
True that.
And,
that.
Things have just been great. I mean, besides my recovery, I don't want to get into all that, but besides that, everything's been better than before. And music is life. Music is healing.
Oh yeah.
Now, what are your plans going forward? What are you doing right now? I know you're doing some beat making a little bit.
Yeah.
As a drummer, you're trying different.
Oh yeah.
Patterns
I got
out.
Some
you're constantly
good
trying
beats.
New patterns out. That
got some good beats coming. I do want to lay them tracks down shortly. I just want to refine them a little bit more at home. The beats are always something on the menu. So you'll be get some tasty treats soon.
Cletus Stippy, he's got the beats.
Yeah.
Now,
help myself, I had to say.
what are your plans from here? Like, what do you think is going to be next
from
for
here? Okay, this is I've actually been going over this in my head. It's March now. Spring's coming soon, so we're getting prepared for May. My first festival of this year is in the works. It's in the making. We're getting the bands together, vendors, and all the other little details. That's going to be in Lorain, at a place called Crazy River Ranch. So that's on my plate. Not to mention we're developing a tour with Davey Squires and Friends, which is going to take us all over the United States.
Oh, that's very cool.
I probably won't join them in every show, but I'll do as best I can. I'll do the Michigan. I'll do the Northeast Ohio.
I remember seeing you travel around in a camper before for music.
Oh, so the mothership.
The mothership.
The mothership, affectionately known.
I seen it. Is it still running? Is it still good to?
When we ceased the tour of Stimpy's Revenge, I just kind of went ahead and sold it.
Yeah.
Because there was so much money to maintain.
Oh yeah.
Oh, definitely. I was
permits to get
wondering about that.
State to state.
I was thinking it might have been on blocks in the backyard somewhere, so it's probably good.
No, actually, some fans came together and bought it.
Wow. That had to feel pretty cool, I gotta say.
Yeah, it was nice. They didn't need to buy it. I don't even think they use it. It just sits in their
and
driveway.
And you know, hey, you want to come check out the mothership? I got it.
Yep, they got it. I left it just the way it was.
If I didn't have so many people stopping by here, I really thought about just parking one on blocks in my driveway just as like a place to get the hell away from the house.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I've always wanted one.
We lived and toured in that thing. It's like being an astronaut, really, because you got to keep everything pristine. It's tight quarters.
Everything serves a purpose.
And you got to get along with everybody.
You got to get along with everybody.
No number twos,
because everything's
going
to come to...
Yeah, we didn't use the bathroom at all except for storage. It was
good deal.
For all the
That's
equipment.
An even better rule.
And we didn't cook in it because we didn't even want all those odors. And,
right.
Yeah,
that's
once
a whole nother...
You start getting grease
gross.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
and that's
so you know,
other...
you use the bathrooms, restrooms, rest stops. You take out your order to eat.
What was the longest time you spent in the mothership on one stretch? Like longest... Tour run, I guess, would be the question.
B- longest, well, we kept it pretty simple, so I'd say the longest a week at a time.
Good, smart move there.
Yeah, because you really want to get back home and clean up, get the place cleaned up, and go for the next one. So we just did little jaunts. We would never stay on the road for months.
I'm going to take that note down. I'm going to have to remember that one.
So
don't go 50-50 on the whole range off the boot.
So, yeah, you asked me what's in store for 2022. Festivals. We got a couple of them brewing. Davey Squires and Friends Tour. Of course, I'm going to keep the beats going and get back into the studio here. Good sound waves.
And you can find out more about Cletus Nimpe on the artist page on Good Sound Waves as well. So some of the projects that he's working on, you should be able to find updated information as it comes out.
And here's a surprise for you. I didn't tell you this. This just in. I started teaching again. I'm teaching drums and guitar.
Fantastic.
Not in my own home.
Man. Yeah,
I gave it
that.
Up for a while because I took on students and then they would just, disappear. They wouldn't call back.
Right, you get ghosted by your students.
Yeah, it's like something going wrong. I didn't know what the situation was. I didn't blame myself because I knew I was always there for my students. But I'm back at it.
I blame it on participation trophies, personally.
Yeah.
So I'm back at teaching. That's a new one, and it feels good to do that, to be able to share knowledge.
No greater gift than BAM. I feel blessed every day that I can grab a guitar and sing my feelings. It might sound terrible, but I feel better.
Yeah, it does a lot for you personally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm teaching these two teenage girls. They're sisters, and their parents and grandparents invite me to their home, and we just do it right inside. The oldest one wants to learn drums. The youngest one, she wants to learn guitar.
Well, that kind of works out a little
bit.
That's
right up my alley.
Right on.
And we do it simultaneously almost.
You ever get caught up in the moment and be like, yeah,
a little bit. Yeah, I got to watch out.
Yeah.
But the kids love it.
You get the one getting the beat, and then you're like, all right, there's your metronome. Go ahead and start playing the guitar.
Yeah. And that's where I want to go with this. We haven't got there yet, but they seem like they're going to stick to it. We've only had two lessons so far. But they're looking forward to it. I want to continue the teaching.
That's great.
So I'm going to leave that door open for anybody, even if it's just a few lessons, just to get somebody going.
Anybody that's asked, hey, how do you do that? To get them their feet wet, foot in the door, I say just follow the dots. Find a noise and go on the guitar. Because I've never taken a lesson. I've tried, but it just confused the hell out of me when I tried to put sheet music in front of me.
And you're right. That's why my approach to teaching is different than most instructors. I do it the way I would want to, and how from a children's point of view.
Right.
Because you really got to bring it back down to that. You want to always keep it fun.
Oh yeah.
And my students appreciate that I keep it fun. It's not real staunch and stiff, and I don't always follow the book.
Not like old piano teachers of there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that. I take a different approach.
Study.
You know, always keep it fun. I'm not strict, but I'm firm.
So what's lesson one on the not the piano?
I don't know. You tell me about
me
the piano.
Man, I got let's wheel one on in. But on the guitar, day one of a lesson, do you teach the tuning? Do you teach what the structure, the buildup of it is? I'm 35, and this is literally, maybe 2 years ago, I freaking figured out that whenever you're young and you're singing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you're actually singing the scale.
Yeah.
In every nursery rhyme, I'm like, what? Why
yep,
can't they
say that?
It
all comes together. Mind-blowing.
Man.
We need to keep music in school.
Oh,
it
absolutely.
It shouldn't be some added cost. As
no
a vocation,
way,
it should be in your standard, like you learn English or math. Music should be right there.
Absolutely. Get rid of calculus. You don't need that. Music is calculus.
So where were we? Oh, what do I normally teach when it comes to guitar? Basically the notes, recognizing those notes.
Yeah.
And really, without getting too much into it, I want them to practice accuracy. Get them fingers strong, because everybody thinks their fingers and hands are strong, but they're not.
Uh-uh.
Once they try using that pinky, Mm-hmm. Nothing's there.
You hit that F chord and then you're stuck there for like a couple days.
So
like,
I teach them a strength and accuracy along with other things, but if they can't be accurate and their hands aren't strong, we can't do anything.
Right, yeah, you're kind of stuck in the mud at that point.
So we start with that.
Right on.
With your new focus on the studio time that you've been putting in, do you have plans to release new music sometime soon? Or is that more of a ongoing simmering project while you focus more on like what you already have planned for this year?
Yeah, I'd have to say the latter. I'm going to just let it manifest itself as I grow. And, you know, it'll happen when it happens. Right. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to give myself a deadline.
Very good.
Cut yourself short. Just going to keep going and see where it takes me, but I am really glad that the doors are open here at Good Soundwave Studio.
Yeah, I just, my kid told me that I whistled off key, and almost out of spite, I went and built a recording studio with my stimulus money. So that's that. Ta-da! Good Soundwaves.
Yep. It's pretty official.
And it's growing.
It's gotten bigger every single time I've gone.
Yeah, we now have an 88-key keyboard. You can take a look at it on my Instagram, I think.
Currently, what song is stuck in your head? I feel like everybody's got a guilty song that they don't want to admit to it, but it's in there.
You want to know what songs are stuck
in
my head?
Some of them have been in there for years.
I have a 15-month-old grandson that I watch every day.
Shark doo 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 doo.
That's one of them. So
So
go to YouTube and punch in simple songs, and I know all them songs. Those are all in my head. Pizza Party, Peekaboo, Wheels on the Bus. I mean, those are all stuck in my head.
Some of those might be public domain and be something you can incorporate into your next music to make it really more personal.
When I was a kid, there was only one song, and it was This Is the Song That Never Ends.
It goes on and on, my friend.
So my 15-month-old grandson has become one of my students. He doesn't know it, but he is. Of course, he's always exposed to my studio and my rehearsal areas and all the instruments, and I encourage that, and he'll pick them up for a few seconds a piece every day.
Oh, I could totally appreciate that.
And of course, we have his play school type instruments, the plastic ones.
Oh, yeah. A lot of xylophone going on.
Xylophone, drums, guitar, of course.
He's going to be like a year older and doing that double xylophone thing any chance that the high school students do.
Oh, man. Bum, bum, bum. I can't even make the noise with my mouth. That's how complicated it is.
Yeah, he's even getting into the congas because I have a nice set of those. So anything he can get his hands on, I encourage it.
That's great.
Hopefully he'll exceed any expectations I might have.
That's cool. Let him follow where it takes him.
Yep. I'm not going to force it, but keep it fun and keep it available to him.
That's great. I've heard that from several musicians that, you know, like my daughter, she started picking it up. I never once was like, play this. It was just like, there's always guitars around or like a little congo or a cajon or something.
Oh, yeah.
And there is no greater feeling in the world than being like in your kitchen. You're like, what is that song? And then you round the corner and there she is, 8 years old, trying her best to sing in front of the mirror. And you're like, oh, she was doing the G chord.
That's awesome.
So proud.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, you just want to be like, I did it. I did it. I can retire now. But you got it. I love it.
Yeah, it's all about the kids.
Just the fact that she's likes to pursue it on her own. And it's like, thank God that seed was in your brain.
My 5-year-old just the other day started doing patterns with the, you know, with the strings on the guitar, which was way more than I was doing, as much as even like 2 years ago. So it's pretty impressive.
Last but not least, what is one thing if you could say one thing to the masses, what would you like to let them know?
Well, in reference to the musical masses and to the children and anybody out there listening that's into music or thinking about getting music, they've already been into it, I say keep practicing. Practice, practice, practice. Don't give up. You'll get through them awkward stages where you think you're just standing still. Keep pressing on because it'll be worth it, and you'll be so happy you did. And if music is really what you want, keep practicing. And don't ever limit yourself. And play with other people. It's fun.
Nothing better than jamming.
Thank you so much for coming today, Cletus.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's It's good sound waves. I'm Joe Nock. We got the other guy and Cletus Stimpy, everybody. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Thank you. Hope to come back again sometime.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Good Sound Waves podcast. Keep listening for an exclusive studio track written and performed by Cletus Stimpy. Episodes may be edited for length and content. All background music tracks used for this episode are copyrighted and used by permission. Subscribe or follow us to be notified about future episodes, including those with Cleveland metal band Dark Island, Canton country folk singer-songwriter Stephen Craig, and Alliance's Spyro the Human as he continues to make progress with his newest project, Spyro and the Dragonflies. We've got a list. Here's where to check it out. Please enjoy this song, Saving Our Lives, by Cletus Stimpy.
Good sound waves.
Whatever sounds good.